If Saturdays are about partying and letting go and having a good time, and Mondays are about clean new starts, a reset to one's life, to one's mindset, to the work week, then Sundays are all about reflection. Before I wander too far away from this moment, I would like to play for you a recording from my other podcast where I did a monologue that I titled The Rose. And this was a moment where I had been doing a lot of thinking. I recorded this. I'm proud of this piece. And once I hit stop on this, it really got my mind rolling and thinking about this project, The Wake Up Call. So I would like to play this for you. And if you've heard it before, I apologize. But if you're new to me and to this platform, I hope you enjoy this. And I apologize for going over my 10-minute rule, but I want everyone to know that's on this journey with me the steps of how Wake Up Call came to be. And this is a very crucial part of this story. And this isn't a feel sorry for me. This is an evaluation of one's life, of one's goals, and where they're going. And I fall victim to the material world because I live in the material world and I hold up a mirror to everything around me. And as I was standing on the corner thinking about what it was that I wanted to say, my dream automobile, a Land Rover, beautiful one, white, pulls up and I look through the window and there I see probably a 17-year-old young woman driving this car with her shithead boyfriend sitting in the passenger seat with his right foot hanging out the window, not respecting my dream automobile at all. And one might say, because I'm in my 40s and I've wanted this vehicle for 15 years and I'm nowhere closer than I was 15 years ago to being able to afford this vehicle and make it a responsible purchase. I mean, you can get anything you want today, but is it actually responsible? And one might say that it's not fair that this young lady is behind my dream whip as I'm working my ass off and never getting closer to my dream because I've picked passion over profitability. But I'm going to tell you why it may not feel fair, but why it is balanced. And here it goes. All of us at one point or the other, or I'm going to assume at least 99% of the people that are listening to this episode today. No, I know my audience. We're at the 100% threshold on this one. We have all felt like money is just not fair, right? There are people that are born into privilege. There are people that have more money than what they could ever imagine. And we're all smart people. We know money's not going to buy us happiness, but money absolutely can buy you stability, safety, and peace of mind. And whenever you're in the opposite of those three human emotions, it's very, very easy to blame lack of resources, lack of money, lack of stability on why your brain is locked up, on why you can't enjoy that moment with your two kids at the park because you're doing life math inside of your head, or why this project isn't enjoyable because you have to work on it so hard, so fast to get it done by Friday and pray that the deposit shows up because you need it to pay for your studio and we're not even thinking about how far you are behind on your credit cards. There's a moment where money just doesn't feel fair. And if we looked at money, it literally does belong to 1% of the population. And the rest of us get the loose change. We get the scraps. And that's what we live off of, is the little bits and bobs that they let us have. Now, it feels completely unfair because you should be able to go out into the world, work really, really hard, and get rewarded for it. And sometimes that does happen. Sometimes the American dream is the American reality. There are the Jay-Z's that go from ghetto selling drugs to becoming on his way to becoming a billionaire with a B. That does happen, but it happens so infrequently. But yet those are the Paul Bunyan's, Johnny Appleseed, John Henry the Still Driving Man. Those are the myths, or the fables, I should say. They're not myths. They're more of a fable, a folktale that we all hold on to. Because one guy did it, God damn it, I can do it too. And so you go through your life waiting for this moment where it clicks. You know you're talented. I know I'm talented. I know I've got a great thing to offer the world. I'm just waiting for the world to realize that I'm here and to pay attention to me. And we wait. Then social media comes along. Social media, you don't need money to play the game. And at one point, it seemed quite fair. Put a mirror up to your life. Show the world who you are, what you do. If people like you, they hit follow. If they like what you're doing, they give you a like. If they want to engage with you and tell you that they like what you're doing, they write it in and they tell you. Everything was going along fine. It felt like everybody was getting not rich financially off of social media, but we were feeling rich, right? We were feeling wealthy from the experience of knowing that people were caring about us. But that wasn't enough for the way the world works. The algorithms got introduced, and suddenly what used to be fun, what used to be a pastime, what used to be just a great way to show the world, I'm a creative person, I'm doing what I love for a living, and this is how you can follow me and be a part of the excitement. Many of us got locked out. We couldn't get over the wall. And instead of spending time figuring out how to capture the moment or to just live our lives and create and share it, we spent all of our time trying to figure out, well, if I don't say LinkedIn profile, can I get over to an extra 100 people? If I don't actually tell people what I'm promoting, but just try to fool the algorithm, can I get another 150 people? It became hard. And the hardness of trying to beat the clock took away the fun of just holding up the mirror to you and your creative process. Social media, quite frankly, sucks. Except for there are a few people, the 1%, that the algorithm loves them. They love what they do. They love their curation. They love their voice. They love their story. And while you and I got caught up in traffic, they got in the HOV lane and they were permitted to go 110 miles per hour while you and I just idle along, smelling each other's fumes, irritated because we're stuck in traffic while we just see those Land Rovers foom, 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 pass right by us. You see, in a world where you are always getting to see who's viral, who's on your discovery page, who's suggested on YouTube, because we're always seeing these people that can just put it out. 100,000 views, put it out. 1 million views and counting, put it out. 9 million followers, put it out. 1 million subscribers. Because we're always seeing those people, the 1%ers, that the algorithm is giving the pass to. It started to feel unfair. Friends, when I started this years ago now, we're in the 700, mid 700, we're going to be at 800 episodes soon. I really thought being a creative voice, doing a talk show Monday through Friday for hardworking folks, I thought that eventually it would click and it would cut through. And I put in my time, I fucking put in my grind, I never miss a deadline, well, maybe three or four in 700 episodes, but I dug the ditch. And I kept waiting for the world to discover me or to find me, to get an article about me in a magazine, to get invited on a bigger podcast, to have a network come by. I just kept waiting. I kept putting my hooks in the water and I kept waiting to catch what's known as opportunity. And guess what? It just hasn't come yet. And that's got me feeling beat up because, as I said at the beginning of this conversation, I'm in my mid-40s. And guess what? I'm not going to get any younger. And life doesn't like people that look old or that are old. And nobody wants to hear an old person tell them what they're thinking, because then it feels like it's your mom, your dad, your teacher, your preacher, all the people that you learn to ignore in life because you knew better. See, youth has a way of knowing that it's right, even when it's wrong. And you can't fight that. So I'm stressed because this master plan is looking like a blueprint and not coming together like the building that I designed it to be. So in my frustration of now, let's do the math, being far away from where I want to be financially at this point in my life, because I have chose passion over profit, being far away from the amount of followers and audience that I hoped that this thing would turn into and build, even though I've done the grind, I've put in the work, focus on the content, tell good stories, they'll get out to people. I've told good stories, I've told great stories, and I've shared amazing people. And here I sit with a nice, loyal audience, and I love each and every one of you. You've given me my dream career, but when I look at the metrics just don't feel fair. And as I was feeling sorry for myself this weekend, I was laying on my deck, not laying, I was sitting in a chair, And I was just staring up into space. When I get stressed, I just stare up into the sky like I'm waiting for an answer to fall down. And this time it did. As I looked up above me, I saw a lot of blue sky. It's like the ocean. And I saw all the tree branches that were sticking up all around me. And there were a decent amount of tree branches, but there were even more leaves hanging off of all of them. More than I could ever count. I could sit out there all day long. I would lose count. I would never figure out how many leaves were on those branches. And then I have a rose bush that hangs over my deck. And the rose bush had one beautiful, I mean beautiful, blooming fuchsia pink rose. And as I was feeling bad for myself, because I don't have the money and I don't have the audience that I want, and I'm no closer to having that automobile, that it's not about being a material thing. It's about setting your mind on something and saying, I've achieved what I wanted to do. That's what it is. It dawned on me. There's a lot of sky. There's a lot of leaves. There's a few trees. But in this view that nature has given me as I'm looking to the sky for an answer, there's only one rose. And the one rose is so much more beautiful than everything else. It is the 1%. It's all of the beauty. It's the moment that you stop and take the photo, or that you clip it and you give it to someone that you love because it's Mother's Day, or it's a birthday, or just to tell your wife or partner that you love them. The rose is the beauty in nature, but it is the limited edition. It's the 1% of nature. And that's why it pops. That's why it's beautiful. And so as I laid in my chair, I literally started to laugh to myself. No, life isn't fair. A lot of people don't have money, and a few have all of it. And social media has become just like that. A lot of people are struggling and it's not fun anymore. But then there's the 1% that gets the pass, and it just snowballs, and opportunities lead to more opportunities, and they become celebrities, and it all works out for them. But they're the 1%. They're the rose. And so I thought to myself, no, life is not fair. It's far from it, but it's balanced. And we chase the rose. The rose is illusion. It's a beautiful thing, and it's a dream. So you can be mad that you're not the rose, or you can appreciate it for its beauty, for its symbolism, for its hope, and for whatever you want to make it into in your mind. You just can't allow yourself to be beat up that you're not the rose, because the odds are against you, because the universe is balanced. We're not all going to be wealthy, we're not all going to be popular, and we're not all going to be beautiful. Only 1% of us will get to be the rose. Now, I don't share that idea with you to try to depress you or make you feel beaten up, but to figure out what your expectations are in this world, right? If you think that it's going to happen for me and I'm going to become rich or I'm going to become popular, it's all going to go my way. Hey, I'm rooting for you. I hope it happens for you. I hope it happens for me. But you can't get let down if it doesn't, right? Because only 1% of us are going to break through and become the rose. If we put all of our time and effort into those things and they don't happen, we feel like a failure. So it's all about managing our expectations. I hope you enjoyed that. I hope it wasn't too bleak. It's not meant to be a depressing thing. It's meant to be a thing where we understand balance and our place in the universe, and more management of our expectations, and the realization that it's just simply mathematically, it's just not going to happen for us all. So if you don't get as far as your mind or your dream or your heart wants you to get, it's about finding peace in the day-to-day experience that is your life, and it's about appreciation of what you have, not an absence of what you feel like is missing. It was this realization that got me thinking about starting this project. And tomorrow, I'll take you to the moment when I decided that this was worthy and why I want to bring you on this quest with me. Apologies for running long. I just feel like it's an important part of why the Wake Up Call exists. And tomorrow is our first Monday together. And I want to make Mondays a crucial part of the Wake Up Call. So I will see you tomorrow. But until then, make the most of your Sunday.